This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Canadian Parliament has resumed following a lengthy winter break. As expected, the House of Commons placed the USMCA bill near the top of the agenda on its first day back Monday. Now that both Mexico and the U.S. have ratified and signed onto the pact, Dennis Guy has the full report.
Chrystia Freeland, newly named Deputy Prime Minister and former Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister who was a chief negotiator on the trade deal, spoke just prior to entering the House.
A top priority for our government will be the debate and the ratification of the new NAFTA. The new NAFTA was ratified by the U.S. Senate. It was ratified by Mexico. Now it's Canada's turn.
In fact, USMCA, or the new NAFTA, as it's being described in Ottawa, was the second agenda issue up for a floor vote in the House of Commons first day back.
Is it the pleasure of the House to adopt the motion? All those in favor, please say yea.
Yea.
All those opposed, please say nay.
No.
I believe the yeas have it.
Yeas 290, nays 28.
Pursuant to standing orders, moves a bill entitled An Act to Implement the Agreement between Canada, the United States of America, and the United Mexican States be now read a first time.
In parliamentary procedure, every bill must receive two readings and pass both times before a third reading can receive royal assent to be passed into Canadian law. New Democratic Party leader Jagmeet Singh is demanding exhaustive review of the new NAFTA deal before deciding if his party will support ratification. Singh says the Liberal government, now that it holds only a minority status position, shouldn't expect to get an easy pass on the new agreement.
We're going to take a thoughtful approach. We want to make sure there's a wholesome debate in the House. We want to have the text studied in committee. Do the work that we would expect of any law that's being brought forward. Any trade deal that's being brought forward should be studied. That's what Parliament is for, and I want to see Parliament do its job.
Christopher Freeland responded to Singh's concern by saying that it is in the Canadian economy's best interest to finalize the new NAFTA as soon as possible.
Politics is a partisan activity. No one expects anything other than a full, frank, and robust debate about the new NAFTA. The interests of Canadians must come first. Therefore, I ask that all of us in this place work together and to pass this legislation without undue delay.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
In other World Ag news, the World Ag Expo is set to host attendees and exhibitors from across the country and around the world in just 2 weeks. Now they will also prepare to guard against the newest coronavirus emerging in China. Show officials are working with local, state, and federal officials to monitor the situation and develop a plan on show grounds. A spokesperson for the show says the health and safety of everyone at our show is a top priority. World Ag Expo is advising precautions for attendees that closely match recommendations for flu season. Those recommendations include hand washing, covering your cough, and staying home if you're sick, and contacting a physician if symptoms arise. Travelers attending the World Ag Expo who become ill should contact the local health department where they are staying and report their illness as well. World Ag Expo boasts an international farm show atmosphere with more than 100,000 attendees each year in California. The Federal Communications Commission yesterday approved a rural broadband funding initiative. The new Rural Digital Opportunity Fund will help finance the deployment of high-speed broadband network in rural America. Through a two-phase reverse auction mechanism, the FCC directed up to $20.4 billion over 10 years to finance up to gigabit speed broadband network in several unserved rural areas. The FCC effort says that will connect millions more American homes and businesses to broadband. The first phase of the effort will begin later this year and target census blocks that are wholly unserved with fixed broadband speeds of at least 25 to 3 megabits per second. This phase would make available up to $16 billion to census blocks where existing data shows there is no such service available. Phase 2 of the program will make available at least $4.4 billion to target the partially served areas. Census blocks where some locations lack access to 25 to 3 megabits per second broadband. The numbers are in, and U.S. agricultural officials say New Mexico marked a record year of pecan production in 2019 and led the nation. The National Ag Statistics Service reported Thursday that production in the southwestern state topped out more than 96 million pounds, up 6% from 2018. Georgia followed with more than 69 million pounds, but many trees there are still recovering from the effects of hurricanes in the last 5 years. Hot and dry weather from the late August through October also had a negative effect on Georgia's yield. The value of the nation's pecan crop totaled over $469 million, up 14% from the previous season. And we'll move on into state and local ag news following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, your membership helps to support the work of farmers at the county, state, and national levels. As a non-farmer, your membership is only $20 annually. Discounts can save you tons of money through exclusive membership benefits, and John Deere's reward program saves you money on equipment, special parts, and home and workshop products. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your afternoon ag show for a Friday. Moving on into State of Illinois ag news, agriculture and rural issues got a nod in the governor's State of the State address. Democrat J.B. Pritzker listed agriculture as a key part of the state's robust economy. He also pointed out that a key priority for him will be the rollout of broadband across rural areas. Senate Democrat Scott Bennett, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, says it was good to hear a governor take time to recognize the state's number one business.
That was something that really warmed my heart to hear the governor talking about. A lot of times you only hear that downstate. We have a governor that recognizes it's a whole state's investment. So certainly agriculture production is something we do downstate, but agriculture processing and manufacturing and the sale of commodities is often done in urban areas. So by investing in the state's largest industry, agriculture, it can benefit the whole state, and I'm excited the governor has made that a priority as well.
Bennett says overall he likes the positive tone from the governor during his speech. And there'll be a warming trend this weekend for the first part of February in Illinois, but a storm is expected and will likely move in Monday night into Tuesday, impacting parts of the state. So be on the lookout for weather coming up this weekend. Moving on to the Ag Community Bulletin Board, lots of events coming up this first weekend of February. The Hillsboro FFA chapter will be holding their annual Krispy Kreme fundraiser. That'll be held at the CNB Bank and Trust location in Hillsboro, along with Rural King in Litchfield, the Security National Bank locations in Coffeen and Witt, and the Irving Creamery. Again, that'll be held tomorrow morning at various locations throughout the county. The Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction. That'll be held tomorrow night from 5 to 11 at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Tickets are $25 per person and are at Ace Hardware and Bill's IGA in Staunton, as well as the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need more information, call Mike or Linda. Mike can be reached at 314-873-6769. Linda can be reached at 618-402-2710. The Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding informational meetings to provide an overview of the USDA Safety Net Program, ARC and PLC. One meeting was held yesterday morning. The other meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 4th, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings were held and will be held Tuesday at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau in Hillsboro on the Courthouse Square. FSA staff will provide an overview of two safety net programs as well as a selection and enrollment requirement. Information will also be provided regarding the opportunity for landowners to update their PLC yields. Election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th, and RSVP for Tuesday's meeting, you must call the FSA office in Hillsboro at 532-3361. The U of I Extension will be hosting a Pruning Apples and More workshop to be held at the Montgomery County Extension office in Hillsboro. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of pruning techniques for apples and other fruit trees. This program will take place on Thursday of next week from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. The cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM, or you can contact the Farm Bureau, the Extension Office, rather, at 532-3941. Registration is due by next Wednesday, February 5th. And the Southwestern FFA alumni will be holding their second annual banquet and dinner auction at the Tri-County Rod and Gun Club in Brighton. That'll be held next Saturday, February 8th. Doors open at 5. Tickets are available for $25. Proceeds will go to support the student chapter throughout the year at Southwestern. And you can purchase tickets from advisor Casey McAfee at the Southwestern High School. And that'll wrap it up for this Friday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any items for us, agricultural or community related, those can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday afternoon, January 31st, the last day of January, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.